This is Daim Shabazz with the Chess Drum, and we're in St. Louis, Missouri, at the St. Louis Rapid and Blitz. The tournament has ended. Levon Aronian won that event. They just finished closing ceremonies. I have with me attorney Torres Bailey, who's based out of Memphis, Tennessee, and he is actually the manager of Maurice Ashley. Welcome to the Chess Drum audience, Torres.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. I couldn't miss this for anything.
Well, I know I had been chatting with you during this event in terms of the electricity in the air.
Right.
What was your impression of this event?
I think that this event was monumental in the sense that just when you think chess may be on its decline in the sense of enthusiasm, someone as great as Garry Kasparov and the other key figures in the chess world in the top 10 all gather together here in St. Louis in this place that we now recognize as basically the mecca of chess, and get together in a sportsmanlike manner without a lot of politics, a lot of division, and the things that have historically impaired progress in chess, and just have a great time and put on a great show.
So you are an attorney. What's your specialty in terms of law?
My specialty has always been in defending the small person, basically. So that includes criminal defense. That includes family law in most areas of family law. It also includes personal injury work. And I've also done advisory work to legislators on certain issues involving animal rights. And I was on the animal, the shelter advisory board appointed by the last mayor we had in my city. And now I also do defense work for the city of Memphis.
Well, you actually had another role that chess audience may not know about, but you played a role in the Millionaire Chess franchise. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I'm also, yes, I was the general counsel for Chess Millionaire Chess, sorry. I did that for Millionaire Chess 1, Millionaire Chess 2. I was general counsel and been reviewing and dealing with the hotels, the casinos, the contracts, prospective hosts, the prospective sponsors, and controversial issues that also popped up. And all of that was pro bono simply because I'm a chess player myself and I love the game. And I had an appreciation for the vision that Amy Lee and Maurice Ashley put forth. And they put their energy in it. And I said, if they can do it, then I'm going to put my energy behind them.
Now, it's very interesting. You told me the story of how you met Maurice, which I found to be very fascinating. Could you tell the audience how that came about?
Well, I was on social media with Facebook, and I'd been following Maurice, and I heard about Millionaire Chess, and there were so many naysayers. And in America, we tend to have the crabs in the bucket mentality. And so many people were telling Maurice how it wasn't going to work, and Amy Lee, how was it going to work? And so I kept telling them that the business model wasn't as complicated as they think, so long as you had a millionaire benefactor like Amy Lee behind it, it could work. One day, Maurice and Amy decided to reach out to me on some issues, of course, confidential attorney-client privilege. I won't say specifically what those issues were, but they needed some legal help. And I was happy to help him. And we just clicked, all three of us, and became great friends. And I told them that I would happily act as general counsel for them without pay, pro bono, just to make the vision happen. And it worked out.
Well, there were three such tournaments that they held, and they were revolutionary in a sense. And I believe, until further notice, Maurice is reevaluating the model. But the franchise, the Millionaire Chess franchise, did have some issues in terms of gathering, getting a groundswell of support, and also sponsorship. What were some of the issues in terms of finding viable sponsorships to make it sustainable?
Well, it's a fairly complex it's a fairly complex geometry. Anytime you want to do a business model, you have to figure out an outline and a geometry of the business plan. And with chess, there are many dynamics in America that other countries don't always have to deal with. For one, we have very exciting sports here outside of chess. So we have to figure out what would excite Westerners, not just America, but Westerners overall, into being appreciative of this sport, the complexity of this sport, and trying to attract sponsors, networks, television networks, Oprah Winfrey and people like that we talk with, and several celebrities, billionaires over in Europe and Russia, people that we talk to, they appreciated the model, but the question is always at the end of the day, what is the bottom line and how will I get my money back from the investment? What is my time of return on my money? And that is a complicated question. It's not that we couldn't do it. It's just that it becomes a little bit ambiguous because it's just simply the nature of the sport. So as long as that is a gray area, it's hard to get investors involved in the sport of chess in the Western world.
Well, I mentioned early in the intro that you're the manager of Maurice Ashley. That must be quite a task to take on. Can you kind of give us a description of what it's like to be his manager?
Maurice is a fantastic personality. He is the kind of person everybody wants to be at and wants to be around at their party. And he's so good at what he does. He's always in demand. Now, that's a good thing and a bad thing, because there's so many people that he wants to help, but he only has so much time in a year and so much time, and he's one person. And so managing him, I handle his bookings, I handle the contracts, I handle dealing with corporations down to small schools and chess clubs. And sometimes the people that want him to come have no money. And then sometimes they have lots of money. And it's not always just about money with Maurice. It's about the mission of chess. However, he is a grandmaster. And he has a job to do. And he only has limited time. He has a family that he likes to see and go back and visit. And so he can't always be altruistic in the sense that he can just do everything at small fees to no fee. So we have to put a floor on his availability. And sometimes that's the most painful thing for he and I to deal with, simply because many people have good things at heart but don't have the resources to make it happen. And at the same time, there's so many people that want him in their presence and to help their thing happen. Oftentimes, a lot of the people haven't even gotten anything together. They're just reaching out saying, I've been thinking about putting together a chess club.
Right.
I want Maurice actually to come and talk to my people. Well, that's not good enough. That's not what you do with a grandmaster. He is about promoting chess as a professional and grandmaster, the same way grandmasters from Russia and the Eastern European countries and India and the other countries where grandmasters come from. He's about promoting chess in the same manner that they would. And that's not always something you can do with no resources. So if you're expecting to get Maurice, then you need to expect to, he expects you to have your program together and have some momentum and have some kind of funding so that he can continue the relationship. Because he doesn't want to just help people do startups. He wants an ongoing relationship with something that's going to keep going.
So what Maurice has done a lot of different projects. He has written books. He's
right.
done software.
Right.
He teaches students. He commentates. He does all these lectures. And it must be quite a demanding job on top of what you already do as attorney. How are you able to manage his affairs when he has his hands in so many different areas?
I literally have to just set aside a time to deal with the client of Maurice Ashley, the company. the business of Maurice Ashley, I'll set aside, and that's almost every day of the week, quite frankly, although I have many, many clients in many, many different areas. But the business of Maurice Ashley is important to me. And the beauty of having a brilliant client like Maurice Ashley, and why we click together so well, is that he is not just no nonsense. He understands business very well, and he's very pragmatic. To have a pragmatic client is just the best feeling you can have, because we always see things the same way. We don't have to deal with arguing back and forth, because our vision is pretty much the same vision, and that is rare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially for chess players.
It's very, very rare. We see red, when I see red, he sees red. When I see blue, he sees blue. It's not like he sees violet and I see blue. We just see colors the same way. And that makes representing him a dream.
So let me ask you about your own personal chess activity. I understand that you are kind of a late bloomer.
I am a late
chess.
Bloomer. Oh, yeah.
But what is your activity in terms of chess participation?
I play chess every single day of the week. I play online. I don't get to play in person as nearly as much as I would love to. But there's no excuse not to play, even if it means I can only get in two rapid games in a day, or 1 hour-long or 30-minute game in a day. I'll go online and do what I have to do. And it has been rewarding. And I even took it upon myself to start taking lessons. My first chess teacher was out of New York. He was an international master, and he was giving me lessons on Skype. And my second chess instructor is a grandmaster from Europe. And I take lessons with him on Skype. And although it's sometimes, even as an attorney, I mean, I have my financial limits, it's sometimes a stretch for me. But I try to make it happen as much as I can make it happen.
Now, who are your coaches, your trainers?
Well, Pontus Carlson is the grandmaster that I've worked with as of late. And he is a phenomenal instructor out of Sweden, now living in Czech Republic. Mm-hmm. And he gives me lessons to work on. And even if we don't get to work on something for even a month, or even if he expects to work with me twice in that week, he'll give me something to say, I need you to do this, work on this particular type of tactics. And you don't even need a chess coach for that. Sometimes you need the guidance of someone to tell you what you need to work on.
Right.
But those kinds of things that I am working on, you don't have to have a chess coach to do to get better.
Do you have any projects that you're working on in the Memphis area as far as chess is concerned?
As far as chess is concerned, I've been working with Douglas School in Memphis, and I have successfully now set up a relationship with Maurice Ashley, where he is going to be appearing every year. They've been able to put the funding together. The first year, the expenses were a little bit high, but because we set up that relationship, and I try to get that across to each school or chess club, if you keep it on going, we can discount the fees so that it'll be more manageable and economical. He can come back, and then he can have an ongoing relationship with the coaches. Maurice Ashley's ultimate goal is not about money. It's about fostering the game of chess and making it better in the United States. I also have some relationships that I'm trying to set up with some private schools. Now, why would I work with the private schools and those kids that have a lot of money? The private schools have different facilities. One school I'm working with, my daughter actually goes to the school. They had a chess program, but it's not strong. They don't even have it now at all, but they're trying to get it back up. They have a virtual library with stadium-style seating and a big screen where they can do live interaction with people of different subject matters. So I've been proposing with them to have Maurice Ashley as a regular chess coach and to give them life lessons and type of things like TED Talks like he's done before. And they are so excited to do that. So it's not just, hey, we got a chess grandmaster in here and let's just talk about chess. A chess grandmaster like Maurice Ashley can talk to you about life lessons and the other kind of things that can help kids think. And so that's the excitement that STEM schools and other schools are starting to broaden the horizon about and realize that one is just a means to an end.
Well, those are all the questions I have. I appreciate the you answering the questions, and it was also good meeting you for the first time besides talking to you on the Facebook. So, and we look to see more from Maurice, and hopefully you all will continue to help us to promote the game of chess.
Well, it's my honor and pleasure to discuss this with the great Chess Drum, which I have been following for many years now and I love. So thank you, everyone, and continue to support the Chess Drum.
Well, thank you very much, Taurus, and we'll be seeing you in the future.
All right.
Okay. All right. This is Daim Shabazz. We're signing off.